Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 122 of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, here to help you get past this yo-yo sobriety and get comfortable in your new lifestyle, alcohol-free. So how about our last episode? Trisha Lewis from Recovery Happy Hour podcast was on the show, and I know you guys are loving this because I think her podcast is the one I hear about the most. Like when I see people in the Facebook group talking about other podcasts they love, hers is always one of the most mentioned. And I totally get it because she's awesome and funny and so easy to relate to and hang with. I really enjoyed meeting her and spending that time with her. I do want to talk about something I really loved in her episode too, because I don't think I realized the importance of this piece of the puzzle, and definitely not in the context of podcasts, because we didn't have podcasts when I got sober. Trisha talked about listening to podcasts when she was starting to figure things out, and this is a totally normal part of the journey, right? In the beginning stages, when you start to realize you are out of control, you start this research phase, right? In my day, we went out and bought all the self-help books and vowed to get our lives together and try harder than we've ever tried before. And like you start this whole life makeover plan and eat better and work out and start journaling every day. And you have a whole new commitment to life for about a week. Now you do the same thing, but you hit the internet and podcasts and you buy all the sober people books. I'm a little sad I didn't have all this good stuff when I was struggling, you know, because there's so much great information out there. And at the same time, that's what fuels me to continue creating a ton of resources and information for you so you can find everything you need and learn at your own pace and have honesty and real actual knowledge about alcoholism and addiction and recovery. And Trisha mentioned that she had heard someone on a podcast share their story, and it was the same as her story. And that's what bridged the gap for her. She heard someone else who was a high-functioning alcoholic who had their shit together and was an alcoholic in recovery. There seems to be this misconception that you have to be one or the other. You either fit in the box of having your shit together or you fit in the box of being an alcoholic. But the truth is, it's almost always a combination of both. We've talked about high and low bottoms on this show many times, and there are definitely different struggles for those of you who have high bottoms. And well, I should probably take a minute and explain the concept of high and low bottoms. Oftentimes, when people think about alcoholics, you envision these lives and situations that are a real mess. You think about rock bottom as this disastrous place where you've destroyed your life. DUIs, jail, losing jobs, losing homes, losing families, just overall losing everything. You know, you think of a person who's a mess all around and looks like a mess, and everything you do, you can tell they're a mess. It's drinking to blackout and losing friends, getting arrested, waking up with bruises that you have no idea where they came from. And if we continue drinking, we can all get to that place. Or like me, crashing my car. It's kind of a low bottom. Well, certainly a low bottom moment. And then there are these high bottom people. A high bottom is the person who is over drinking, who's uncomfortable with how much they are drinking or how much they look forward to drinking or think about drinking, but for all intents and purposes, they're okay. They have their life together on the outside anyway. This is where so many people, so many of you, separate yourselves. You hear these stories, even my story of crashing my car, and you separate yourself by saying, oh, I'm not that bad. I would never do something like that. I've never gotten a DUI. I have a job and money and a business, and I take care of my family, and I've never blacked out. And you try to convince yourself that your problem is different. You hear my story and tell yourself that you aren't as bad as me. And that allows you to lie to yourself and not make recovery a priority. You can tell yourself that you can still get it together, and since you aren't as bad as me, you can probably still figure out how to drink in moderation. You don't have to get sober like me because you aren't as bad as me, or whoever you hear in AA or on the podcast or wherever. This is what I want you to hear. I was also a high-functioning alcoholic. And maybe I don't get into my story enough to give you a clear picture, but all my drama that I talk about, my DUI, my weekend in jail, my legal issues, my major downward spiral was only the last 8 months of my drinking. The whole decade plus before that, I totally had my shit together. And even during my 8 months of legal drama, I had my shit together on the outside, just like you. I never lost a job because of drinking. I never lost a home or a relationship. I was never homeless, and I never blacked out. I had a beautiful place to live, always. I had a $60,000 car in the garage. I always looked great. I showed up for work. I made a ton of money. I had a full life and social life. I dressed great. People loved having me around. And there were plenty of people who had no idea how much I drank. I hear all these stories on the podcast and on Facebook about people hiding their drinking, or their partner telling their in-laws their dirty little secret, or being at their kids' events drunk or drinking, or all the fights that get started because you're drunk and spouses threatening to leave. And I never had those experiences. I never had to hide my booze or lie about my drinking. I never drove with kids in the car. I never started crazy fights with my partner because I was drunk. I never hurt myself because I was drunk and fell down or touched a hot stove or burned my kitchen down because I fell asleep with a frozen pizza in the oven. I actually know a couple of people that did that, by the way. One of them, I think, did it twice. And I know someone else who fell into a campfire because they were drunk. I never did that. I know a whole bunch of people who wet the bed or poo their pants when they're drunk. I never did any of that. See, if I wanted to use those kind of details to decide my fate, I could separate myself too. I could easily tell myself I'm not as bad as millions of people. But those details aren't the details that matter. Just because I didn't fall into a campfire and I didn't black out and I didn't drink in the morning and I didn't burn my life to the ground doesn't mean I'm not an alcoholic. Because when I get honest with myself, any of those things could have happened to me at any time. They just didn't. And I don't know why that stuff didn't happen. I didn't fall into a campfire probably because I wouldn't be next to a campfire because I don't go camping. And I didn't burn my kitchen down probably because I'm totally type A, obsessive compulsive perfectionist with crazy anxiety. So I set a timer when I put something in the oven. Or maybe also because I wasn't a big eater when I was drunk. I didn't go home drunk and cook very often. I definitely don't know why I didn't have blackouts. And I don't know why I didn't drink in the morning. And remember, too, I drove drunk for nearly 15 years, almost every day of my life before I ever got a DUI. And I separated myself too. The first time I recognized something was off about my drinking, I was 24. I didn't get sober until I was 33 and a half. And all those years, I did the same thing we all do. I talked myself out of believing I actually needed to quit 100% because I didn't have any issues. I wasn't like my girlfriend who drank in the car on the way to work. I wasn't like one of my guy friends who got in fights every time he drank and got kicked out of the bar. I wasn't like my couple's friends who got drunk and got in these massive, dramatic fights and like throw each other's stuff on the lawn. I wasn't staying up all night doing drugs. I wasn't sleeping around and hooking up with random people when I was drunk. I never got a DUI or had a wreck until I did. I knew deep down inside that I was an alcoholic by the time I was 25 or 26. I never talked about it to anyone. I didn't stress about it. I never considered quitting at that time. But I knew I wasn't doing it right. I knew it was too important to me. And I recognized when I was going into social situations, I had the thought, don't worry about it. You can just have a couple of drinks and everything will be fine. Or when I was going to work and I was hungover, I thought, don't worry, just get a couple of drinks down and you'll be fine. I knew I used it the wrong way long before I had ever had anything negative happen. Many years before I got a DUI, many years before I crashed my car, many years before I found myself in jail. On the outside, I had it all together. I keep saying that because something I learned in my recovery is that you can't compare your insides to other people's outsides. And what I mean by that is you're trying to compare how it looks for other people to how you feel on the inside. It doesn't matter what the outside details are because many of those details won't match. What does matter is what's happening on the inside. Rock bottom has levels, right? Just like we were talking about high bottom and low bottom. Bottom is a spectrum. And the thing I want you to understand, the absolute truth about bottom is that once you're at any level, there's only one way to go, and that's down. If you're a high bottom now, you will eventually drink yourself to the middle bottom, and then the low middle bottom, and then the low bottom. And there's a huge difference between being high functioning and having a high bottom. I was high functioning all the way to the end, but I stayed in the game long enough that my actual rock bottom moment was low. It was terrifying and humiliating and a huge wake-up call. I crashed my car and my whole life crashed with it because in that moment, I could no longer deny what was really going on. I could no longer separate myself from the other alcoholics. And remember, my accident and rock bottom moment was probably about an hour. From crashing my car to being rushed to the ER was probably about 1 hour, somewhere around there. 1 hour. Out of a decade and a half of drinking. And that low bottom moment was 8 months in the making. I got my DUI in April of 2005 and was sober by January of 2006. And I was still high functioning for all of those months too. But I was only high functioning on the outside because on the inside, I was desperately sad. I was heartbroken over the person I had become. I was humiliated by the pieces of me I worked so hard to hide from the world. I was painfully lonely because I couldn't let anyone in. I couldn't let anyone see who I really was. I was a liar. I hated myself and how weak I was because I hid in the bottle instead of facing my life and my problems. And I was a total fraud because I had two lives and two personalities. The one on the outside was amazing and funny and full of friends and going out. And the one on the inside was totally alone and isolated, full of fear and pain and self-loathing, ashamed and embarrassed and hiding from life. But I was still high functioning. You see what I'm saying? High functioning and high bottom are two separate issues. High functioning is about all the outside details, the picture you can create for everyone else to see, the lie you build about who you are, all those outside things, holding a job, being the life of the party, making money, living in a nice place. All of those details are about controlling what other people think about you. You have to show them a certain picture so they believe you have it all together. It's the same thing if you isolate and drink at home alone. Turn your phone off so you can't drunk call or drunk text people. All the rules you put around your drinking or leaving a party or a gathering early so you can go home and drink the way you really want to. You are controlling your image to other people by not showing yourself so they can't see you drunk. All of this is manipulation, but it's high functioning. When you think about all that drama and all those negative feelings, shame, self-loathing, depressed, angry, hungover, sad, anxious, does that sound like a high bottom? It sounds pretty awful and low to me. Your bottom isn't about how much you drink or how often you drink or how your drinking looks to other people. Your bottom is about how awful you feel. And how far down are you willing to let yourself go? My rock bottom moment was hard, but it was the very moment that my denial and fear and inability to take action collided with reality. I wasn't ready to quit drinking, but I knew I needed to, and there was a part of me that really wanted to, but I couldn't take it seriously until I was in a desperate situation. I had to have a head injury and a moment of sheer terror to get me off my lazy ass and make a commitment to do something good for myself. But that rock bottom was merely a moment. My true rock bottom was happening for a couple of years as my drinking increased and my self-esteem continued to plummet. I grew more disgusted with myself every day. I had no self-respect. I was sad and depressed and exhausted every day. That's rock bottom. And all of that happens on the inside. It's not about the outside moment or the thing that happens to you. Rock bottom is inside of you. And feeling all of those horrible things, being afraid of your own drinking because you don't know what's going to happen once you start, locking yourself in your house alone so no one sees you and you can't do anything crazy, waking up and having to piece your night together because you don't remember, making the apology tour to all your friends and family again, waking up with bruises you have no idea where they came from. That doesn't sound like a high bottom to me. It sounds awful and miserable and very low. And you can be all of those things and still be high functioning. You wonder why you struggle with quitting drinking, and usually it's because you haven't really decided. You can't quit drinking successfully because you're sending yourself mixed messages. You feel like crap. You know you aren't doing it right. You know how badly you feel on the inside, but you still want to use how it looks on the outside, how it looks to other people, as your grading scale. This is a normal part of the journey. We all do it. So don't feel bad about it. We all do it. But don't have expectations of successful sobriety when you have one foot on one side of the line and one foot on the other side of the line. Your brain has no idea which way to go because it needs you to lead, and you can't lead because you're trying to do some weird juggling act because you're more concerned about what other people will think of you rather than worrying about caring for yourself and showing your brain and your body some love and mercy. Stop poisoning it. We're going to talk about a lot of these issues too in the webinar that's coming up. If you want to jump in there and get some insight about getting a plan in place and overcoming cravings, you can sign up for the webinar. It's totally free. It's just something I'm doing for you guys to have some more information and so you see how I work and how my process is. And you can sign up for that at www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120, because it was episode 120 that I originally announced it. Again, www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120, and I will link that in the show notes as usual. I don't want you to feel bad if you're playing some of these mind games with yourself, and I don't want you to be confused about high functioning and high bottom. They are entirely different things, and most of us are some combination of both. You know, I can, like I said earlier, I can separate myself too. A lot of the things that you guys go through, a lot of things that you guys post in the Facebook group or you email me about, I never had any of those issues, right? That doesn't make me less of an alcoholic. It just means our details are different. Different things happen to different people. I could say the same thing about my accident. How come I crashed into a car with someone and that person wasn't hurt? I know plenty of people who crashed their cars drunk and someone died. You hear those stories every day in the news. Why didn't that happen to me? I have no idea. But just because the outcome wasn't so bad, just because those details were a little different, doesn't make me less of an alcoholic. And it didn't mean I wasn't high functioning. I was very high functioning. I showed up in my life every day. I wasn't functioning well, meaning I was hungover and I was grumpy and I probably looked like crap because we all look like crap when we drink regularly and we're hungover regularly, right? But I showed up in my life every day. I lived my life to the fullest every day. I went out, I had friends, I had fun, I did things. But on the inside is where I wasn't high functioning. And that's what rock bottom is about, how you feel on the inside. What are your thoughts about yourself? Are you disgusted with yourself and angry with yourself and disappointed with yourself? And are your friends and family feeling the same way? That's what rock bottom is. Rock bottom isn't a thing that happens to you. It's not going to jail or getting a DUI. That's not rock bottom. Rock bottom happens inside of you. And that's why we say it's about that very moment that you get to a place that you decide, I absolutely cannot live like this a moment longer. And nothing terrible has to happen to you to make that decision. And just because nothing terrible has happened to you doesn't make you not an alcoholic. You know if you have a problem with alcohol. You can lie to everybody on the outside. You can create the picture. You can be high functioning and create that lie for everybody else. But you know on the inside, you know what your situation is. And you know if you need to stop 100% or if you don't. You just have to stop playing the game with yourself, trying to talk yourself out of it. We sometimes lie to ourselves when things get hard. Big things, little things. We lie to get what we want in the moment. to postpone pain, avoid truth, to dodge responsibility. My rock bottom moment was the event that put me in a position I could no longer lie to myself. And that's the moment I started to grow up and I became willing to listen instead of always giving the 200 reasons I don't need that thing or that thing won't work for me or I can't do that thing because I'm different. In my rock bottom moment, me trying to hold on to all that control went away in an instant because I understood I simply couldn't live the way I was living for another moment. I love you guys. I hope to see you in the webinar. I love it when I get to meet you guys face to face. It's so fun. Think about what we talked about today. Just because you're high functioning doesn't mean you have a high bottom. Just because you only drink 3 glasses of wine 4 nights a week doesn't mean you have a high bottom. Look inside at how you feel. Get honest about who you are and where you are in this journey and what you want to do about it. And meet me in the webinar to get a plan. www.myrecoverytoolbox.com/120. I hope you're having a fantastic day and I'll see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.